It is difficult to meet true teachers and difficult for them to instruct. It is difficult to hear the teaching well and more difficult still to accept it. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning. I am Shinji Kawagoe, a resident minister of Hamakura Four Temples in Big Island. Thank you for giving me this great opportunity to share the Amida Buddha's teaching with you today. As you know, we observe Hanamatsuri service in April and Gotan service in May every year. First one is a celebration of birth of Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of Buddhism. And second one is a celebration of birth of our founder Shinran Shonin. So this time, I would like to talk about the meaning of your birth through Hanamatsuri and Gotan service. Why you observe these services? Actually, it's only natural that even Shakyamuni Buddha was an only person who could be a Buddha in this world before or since. He needed his parents, right? Because he could not be born into this world by himself. So he needed his father and his mother. And of course, our founder Shinran Shonin too. He also needed his parents to be born into this world. Before, someone said that when you have your birthday, you have to show your appreciation and gratitude to your parents every year. When you have your birthday, people usually say happy birthday to you. However, as I said that even Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of Buddhism, he needed his parents to be born into this world. When you have your birthday, first, you should say thank you for giving me life to your parents. So now, I would like to ask you that when you have your birthday, how often do you say that? Even only thank you to your parents. Even if they already passed away. For example, you can say, "Hi Dad," or "Hi Mom, thanks to you, I can be here now, in front of a small altar at your house." By the way, Hermage says that difficult it is to hear the teachings of the Blessed One. Now we hear them. That's why today, at the beginning, I read a poem. I quote, "It is difficult to meet true teachers and difficult for them to instruct. It is difficult to hear the teaching well and more difficult still to accept it." End quote. I believe that the teachings of the Buddha is the universal teachings of truth in this world all through the ages. I am sure that we human beings are smart enough to create and make something. So, our life is really convenient today. For example, if you have a smartphone, you can call to Japan for free. So, we have great technology. However, we can listen to the teachings like people who are living in Shakyamuni Buddha's time. I mean, human beings' root or essence never change, unfortunately. So, our world is materially enrichment. But, before someone said that if science and technology make progress, our mental, our mind regress. So now, we are so rich on a material level. On the other hand, our mental, spiritual level is poor. That's why Buddhist teaching still really makes sense for all of us. And that's why we need someone's help to see the truth in this world as it is. Why do you need to see the truth as it is? Because I am sure that everyone was born to be happy, regardless of your race, religion, nationality, and gender. But if you cannot see the truth as it is, you will try to twist the truth to suit you, to make you happy, to feel you good. You need to disguise yourself sometimes. But because of plenty of passions, it is really difficult to see the truth as it is. That's why our founder Shinran Shonin said that we human beings are bombu or foolish beings who cannot see the truth as it is. And that's why, again, we need someone's help to see the truth in this world as it is. That is Amida Buddha, our object of reverence. I would like to introduce one of the sentences from Shinran Shonin's writings. I think you can understand why our founder Shinran Shonin opened Jodo Shinshu to spread Nembutsu teachings for lay people. I quote, "The true teaching easy to practice for small foolish beings. It is a straight way easy to traverse for the dull and ignorant. Among all the teachings the great sage preached in his lifetime, none surpasses this ocean of virtues." End quote. So if only genius people like our founder Shinran Shonin can do Buddhist practice, then only a few people can be a Buddha. It doesn't make sense we to listen to Buddhist teachings. But as his sentence says, the true teaching is to practice for small foolish beings, which is to say the name Namo Amida Butsu. When you chant sutras, you always recite the name Namo Amida Butsu. But actually, to say the name Namo Amida Butsu is not only for sutra chanting. Anytime and anywhere, you can say that. So, for example, my grandfather, he already passed away. Anyway, he was saying the name Namo Amida Butsu before meal, after meal, in a car, and before sleep. Your daily life is filled with Amida Buddha's teachings. So even I don't chant sutras, I understand why I need to listen to the Buddha Dharma, Buddha's teachings. Why I need to rely upon Amida Buddha. Because Amida Buddha, our object of reverence, already provided the way, the practice to guide us foolish beings to reach the truth in this world. That's why we recite Amida Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu. It means I take my refuge in Amida Buddha. And also the way to show your appreciation, like, thank you Amida Buddha for providing the way for us to see the truth in this world as it is. As Hamedi says, "Hard it is to be born into human life. Now we are living in it." So very fortunately, we could receive human life. So through Hanamatsuri and Gotan service, we can have great occasion, we everyone, to realize how precious time we are living. So through these services, you have a great opportunity to reflect upon yourself more deeply than usual through the teachings and to understand why you need to listen to the Buddha Dharma. And again, if you have never said "thank you for giving me life" to your parents, it is your homework today. Or when you have your birthday, please do so. And in my conclusion, I would like to read Shinran Shonin's poem again. "It is difficult to meet true teachers, and difficult for them to instruct. It is difficult to hear the teaching well, and more difficult still to accept it. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu." Thank you for listening. Thank you very much.